弟兄姊妹早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我先要跟弟兄姊妹道歉。
I first have to apologize to brothers and sisters.
因为这个聚会本来是从昨天晚上开始。
The meeting was supposed to start yesterday evening.
那昨天晚上听说有弟兄姊妹来，很失望，怎么红弟兄说来没有来？
I heard that some brothers and sisters came last night, and I wasn't here.
因为我自己当答应郭弟兄这个聚会的时候，那个时候我在上海。
When I agreed to attend the meeting with Timothy, I was in Shanghai.
我手上没有我的这个calendar.
I didn't bring my calendar with me.
所以那个时候就。说可以，回家就发现有冲突。
I agreed to the meeting, but when I went home, I realized there's a conflict.
所以赶快通知郭弟兄。郭弟兄说我们这个邀请已经公布了。
So I contacted Timothy, but I learned that the announcements have been sent out.
所以我们最后的结论是今天早上在这里开始。
So we come to an agreement that we would begin the meeting this morning.
那所以如果你昨天晚上来有失望的感觉的话，在主里请你包涵。
So if you were here last night and were disappointed, I pray that you would forgive me.
我希望今天我能够更多卖力一点。
I hope that I would work harder this morning.
这一次我想跟弟兄姊妹交通的负担。是在启示录的第一章。
The burden I have to share with the brothers and sisters this morning is in Revelation chapter 1.
请我们打开启示录第一章，我们要看头三节。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 1. Let us look at the first three verses.
耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人，他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰。
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants, things which must shortly take place, and he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John.
约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的，都证明出来。
Who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ to all things that he saw.
念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的，因为日期近了。
Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near.
这个周末我愿意借着刚刚我们读的最后四个字作为我们这次交通的主题。
This weekend the sharing would be based on the title The Time is Near.
最近这一段时间
In the time that has just passed
我是指特别是从去年到今年
the most recent past year to this year
所有在我们周遭发生的许许多多的事情
all the events that have happened around us
让我里面有很深很深的触动
it greatly touched me inside
这个触动还不是过去几年那种感觉这个触动是非常有冲击性。
It touched me in a special way with greater force than the events that has happened several years ago.
所以我无论到哪里去讲道
No matter wherever I preach,
我都要在我第一堂讲道的里面把这个点放在弟兄姊妹面前。
I always present this point first and foremost before the brothers and sisters.
所以我们今天早晨我也是一样要把我里头主给我的那种冲击的感觉 很, 很客观地放在弟兄姊妹面前。
So in the same way this morning, I want to present to you the events that have made an impact upon my heart, and I want to lay it before the brothers and sisters.
我愿意从主的话，他自己说过的话语里头，一节一节放在弟兄姊妹面前。
I want to present before you the verses that God has spoken himself before the brothers and sisters.
然后把我所看见在我周遭所发生的许许多多的事情跟主的话对照起来。
And to match the events that I've seen with God's word verse by verse.
我盼望所有我所接触过的弟兄姊妹们。
I hope that all the brothers and sisters that I'm in contact with
要在我们的灵的深处一个 很清楚的图画
that we would see a picture in the, deeper, in the deepest part of our spirit
是你自己从主的话里面来到这一个结论
that you have come yourself through the word of God to reach this conclusion
对这个结论就是这里所说的日期近了
that the conclusion would be for the time is near
那么到底这个是指什么日期呢
What is the time referring to?
那我们跳到第七节来看。
Let's look at verse 7.
看啊，他驾云降临，众目要看见他，连刺他的人也要看见他，地上的万族都要因他哀哭，这话是真实的。阿们。
Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, Amen.
所以那个讲这里所讲的那个日期那个重要性不是指世界上许许多多各样的大小事情
The critical time is not referring to the events big and small in this world
在这里所讲的是我们所有基督徒一个共同的相信也是共同的一个盼望
But it refers to the common hope and the common belief that we have as Christians.
就是指着我们所爱的主，他的第二次荣耀的再来。
It points to Jesus' glorious second coming.
但是，虽然我们基督徒知道主要再来。
But although we know that the Lord will return.
但是，我们里面的感觉却觉得这件事情是，还在遥远的将来。
But we feel that this is in the far distant future.
有一天我跟我的儿子在谈话，大儿子。
One day I was speaking to my firstborn son.
我就提到许多的事情发生，让我里面觉得这个主再来的日子不是像从前觉得遥遥无期，乃是就在眼前。
I told him that because of the recent events that have taken place, that the Lord's return is not far away, but it's right at our door.
但是我的儿子的回答却是说，哎呀，还早嘞。
But my son's response was, oh, it's still early.
在他里面并没有一个感觉像我里面感觉的那种深刻。
He didn't share the immediacy of the event.
你如果问我，就我儿子所代表的那个 generation, 他今年31岁。
My son is 31 years old, and if you categorize that as a generation,
我觉得很有代表性。
He represents something.
今天的青年人好像觉得主来是会来，但是还早嘞。
Today's young people think that yes, the Lord will come back, but it's long, far off away.
那么，所以就反映在那一代人的生活的方式，因为还早了，所以我们还可以做许许多多我喜欢做的事情。
So they live in a way as they believe they can do whatever they want in this time.
所以这就是我里面的那一个触动，就是说我必须把主的话很清楚的放在弟兄姊妹面前，你自己来做判断，到底这个日期近了是多近。
So I have a conviction inside that I should lay before you the words of God so that you can reach the conclusion of how near we are to that time.
今天的基督徒不是不信主要再来，都信的。
Today's Christian is not as though they don't believe in the Lord's second return. They believe it.
但是这个信只是在 mental 里面我们说相信主有一天会来，但是我们并没有一个很深刻的感觉就在眼前了。
It's all in the head. We believe that God will return, but we do not recognize emotionally that it's right at the door.
一个学生如果知道下礼拜马上要大考，
If a student knows that there would be a final exam next week,
那做学生我们都做过。
We've all been students before.
你如果知道下礼拜要大考，今天你不会大玩。
If you know that the final exam is next week, you won't party this week.
以前我们在学校读书的时候，有几种学生。
There are a couple types of students when I was studying.
啊，最棒的学生是大考大玩，不考不玩。
One type of student is when there's a final exam, you party out. When there's no exam, you don't party.
他平常很用功，但是一考试他反而轻松了，因为他老早准备好了。
He works really hard, but when the exam comes, he doesn't need to because he's all prepared.
那是非常少数的。
That's the minority.
绝大部分的人是一听到考试，哎呀，谈虎色变，马上开夜车。
The majority of the folks, when the exam comes, they just study really, really hard and try to cram everything in.
对不对？晚上都不睡觉，还拼命开夜车，要赶，要把这些课念完，因为考试要到了。
Isn't it so? They pull all-nighters to try to cram everything in.
那还有另外一种少数的就是平常不考不玩大考照玩，那是另外一类。
There's another minority that parties when there is no exam, but when there is an exam, they still party on.
所以反正不读书考试对他来讲 irrelevant, 没有关系的。
So whether there is an exam or not, it's irrelevant to them.
我看我们许多的基督徒对主来的这件事情就是常常我发现我急的就是变成第三类根本就无所谓。
I'm concerned for the third group of people, which represents most of us Christian, that it seems irrelevant to us.
所以我的目的乃是盼望经过我们从主的话一样一样来看的时候，我盼望带给每一个基督徒有一种急迫感。
My purpose and my burden is that I wish to drill in the sense of urgency in our midst.
如果我们有了急迫感，那我们自然而然就会开始准备好好的下功夫，免得我们考试到的时候不及格。
If we have the sense of urgency, then we will prepare ourselves well for the exam that is to come.
这是我想在各地，我对各地的圣徒里面有了一个非常沉重的负担，就在这个点上。
This is the heavy burden that I have to every brothers and sisters everywhere.
好，那我们再来读几处其他主自己所说过的话语。
Let us read other passages that Jesus has spoken.
马太二十四。
Matthew chapter 24.
请我们打开马太二十四。
Matthew chapter 24.
第三节。
Verse 3.
耶稣在橄榄山上坐着，门徒暗暗地来说，请告诉我们什么时候有这些事，你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？
Now as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?
这里门徒问耶稣三个问题。
Here the disciples ask Jesus three questions.
因为你如果看头两节的时候，耶稣讲了一个惊人之语。
If you refer to the first and second passages before this verse, Jesus said something outstanding.
因为他们刚刚从圣殿里面出来，那么门徒就跟主说：“哎呀，看了这么伟大的一个圣殿。”
Because they just exit the temple, and the disciples are saying, "Whoa, what a great temple it is!"
因为实在是一个美轮美奂，犹太人引以为傲的这个神的家，神的殿。
Because it's an impressive building, it's the pride of the Jews, it's the temple of God.
但是做梦没有想到耶稣会说，将来没有一块石头要留在石头上。
But to everyone's surprise, Jesus said, not one stone shall be left there upon another.
这个冲击力我们脑中没有办法感觉。
This is a very dramatic statement that we cannot understand.
我不知道如果你是从北京来的话，有人对着天安门说将来没有一块石头留在石头上，这个冲击大概有类似性。
So if you're from Beijing and someone said the Tiananmen Square would be completely destroyed, then it's a shocking statement.
太可怕了, 这个话, 这个话如果被公安听到, 这是现行反革命。
If the people's police heard that, it would be a revolutionary statement.
所以他们门徒吓死了, 怎么会耶稣会讲这个圣殿有一天没有一块石头留在石头上, 这个太可怕了, 赶快下山。
So the disciples were shocked from the statement, and they don't know how to react to it.
他们下山以后就穿过旁边那个山谷到对面的橄榄山上。
After they descended from the mountain, they went through the valley, and now they're on the Mount of Olives.
他们坐在橄榄山上向西望过去的时候，就是看到刚刚他们所在的圣殿，然后他们就问了三个问题。When
they are seated on the Mount of Olives, they look west to towards the temple, and they presented Jesus with three questions.
第一个问题，你刚刚说的那件事什么时候发生？
The first question, the event that you just said, when will it happen?
第二件事。 中文圣经很不幸地翻成世界的末了。
Second, the Chinese Bible translated as the end of the times.
但是呢, 英文圣经你去看的时候, 它翻成是 the end of the age, 是这个世代的末了是什么时间?
The English Bible translates it as the end of the age.
他们并不是问世界末日什么时间, 不是,这两个概念。
It's not the end of the time. But the end of the age. Those are two different things.
不是 the end of time, the end of the world. 世界末日, 这个不是, 这是中文圣经的翻译, 但是这不是原来问的问题。
It's not the end of the world.
那么第三个问题呢, 就是说, 你再来有什么兆头?
And the third question is, what will be the sign of your coming?
对, 他们问了耶稣这三个重要的问题。
So they asked Jesus these three questions.
所以整个 24章 25章 就是回答门徒的这三个问题。
So chapter 24 and 25 answers these three questions.
那我们知道 这个圣殿什么时候一块石头没有留在石头上, 这个预言是耶稣讲之后 40年应验。
We know that the prophecy, the stone, one stone shall be left, shall not be left upon another, was fulfilled 40 years after Jesus spoke these words.
耶稣跟门徒讲这个话的时候是主后30年。
When Jesus spoke these words, it was 30 AD.
对不对? 然后40年后, 我们去读历史的人就知道, 在耶路撒冷发生了一件极可怕的事情。
After 40 years, which is 70 AD, we know that something terrible happened in Jerusalem.
就是罗马的王子提多带着罗马的部队围攻耶路撒冷城破，然后毁烧城烧圣殿。
It's the Roman general Titus and his army. They encircled Jerusalem and besieged it and broke into it and destroyed Jerusalem and the temple.
那他的部队想那些人想要发财，所以呢就把圣殿火烧之后那个化掉的金子要把它挖出来。
The Roman army wants to get rich, so they burned the temple, so the gold in the temple surroundings would melt and come down.
那么这些金子到哪里去呢? 就跑到石头缝缝里头去了。
So where did the gold went? It crept into the crevices of the stone.
那为了得到这个金子呢, 他就把每一块每一块的这个大的石头就把它拆了。
So to get the gold, one stone is overturned on top of the other to get so that the armies can take the gold.
所以整个的圣殿就这样子完全拆毁。
So the temple was completely destroyed.
这就应验了主在40年前所说过的预言。
So this fulfilled what Jesus said 40 years ago.
那么下面两件事情, 一个是这个世代什么时候结束, 第三个问题是说, 你再来有什么兆头?
So the disciples asked, when is the end of the age and what will be the sign of your coming?
什么意思叫做世代的结束? 什么时候这个世代结束什么意思?
What does the end of the age mean?
我们知道耶稣的降生把一个世代结束了。
We know that the coming of the Lord Jesus ended one age.
他把什么世代结束了呢?
Which age is that?
律法的时代, 旧约的时代。 到耶稣为止,
the age of the law.
对吧? 那么然后主就在那个逾越节的晚上, 最后一个晚餐, 主就开始了一个新的时代, 叫做新约的时代。
In the last Passover, in the Last Supper, the Lord commenced the new age.
那么现在当门徒说这个新约的时代什么时候结束？
So now the disciples are asking, when does this New Testament age end?
那当然我们读圣经的人知道这个答案是要到主耶稣第二次来的时候，他就要把新约的时代结束了，恩典的时代要没有了。
We know that the answer is when Jesus arrives in his second coming, the time of grace would be over.
这是门徒问的这个第二个问题。
This is what the disciples asked, the second question.
那这一次，今天早上我要跟大家注意的是第三个问题，就是主他们问你第二次再来的时候有什么兆头。
So, the third question is, what would be the sign of your coming?
所以我要把主自己当年对门徒讲到他要再来的所有兆头里面几个重要的点。
So I want to present to you the several points that the Lord said would be the sign of his coming.
这些点是我们跟现在我们所有看见的事情做一个对照来看，到底主所说的跟现在的时间有什么吻合性。
So let's match the points to the events that are happening around us to see if there are any corresponding.
好，那么在二十四章里面主是提到最少有十大兆头。
In chapter 24, the Lord said there would be 10 signs.
我不去一个照着这个顺序来看，我只要提几个重点来看。
I'm just going to mention the important ones.
那么他在第四节一直到第九节这些话语里头，我们如果去读的时候。
From verse 4 to verse
9. 你会发现主就提到有假先知，有假基督，有战争，有饥荒，有地震等等这些事情。
You would see that the Lord mentioned false prophets, antichrist, famines, earthquakes, and pestilences.
不是 antichrist, 是假基督。False Christ.
False Christ.
对，这里还没有用这个词，就是敌基督还没有出现在这里。
It's the false Christ, not the antichrist. Yes.
对，那么，但是呢，不管在历史上，你去读从主讲完这个话，一直到今天，将近2000个年头。
After Jesus spoken these words to now, it's about 2,000 years.
在这2000年年头，你去读历史，人类的历史，你会发现耶稣所说的事情不是都有吗？
When you read history, you'll realize that what Jesus said has already happened.
所以如果历史上这些事情都有，就好像太阳每天从东边起来一直在发生，这个不构成兆头，对不对？
So it's as though the sun rises up from the east every day. It's happened so frequently. These are not signs.
如果我跟大家说一个预言，然后你们问有什么兆头，我跟你说太阳东边起就是兆头。
If you ask me for a prophecy and ask me for a sign and I said, you know, the sun rises from the east, then it doesn't count.
你们都笑了，因为这每天发生的事情怎么叫兆头呢？
It happens every day, so these are not signs.
那什么叫做兆头？如果我能够说太阳西边起，那我说这是兆头，你们会点头，对不对？
What are signs? Signs, it's something like the sun rising from the west, then it's a sign.
所以在这个地方主所说的兆头不是指着这些一直会发生，不管天灾人祸瘟疫这些事情，这些在历史上都在发生的事情不构成兆头的本身。
So when the Lord mentioned signs, it doesn't refer to the pestilences and the famines and all the other disasters because these will happen over and over again.
对，什么是主耶稣所说的兆头呢？
So what signs is Jesus referring to?
这是第八节。
Verse 8.
中文的圣经翻译跟英文的圣经有差距的。
There's a difference between the Chinese and the English Bible on this.
这都是灾难的起头，这是和合本的翻译。
In the international version, the Chinese version, it says these are the beginning of the signs. Okay, in my version it says all these are beginnings of sorrow.
That's right. Stick to your English version. 但是他写了一个小字，他说 灾难原文作生产之难， 这个就跟原文近了。
So the sorrows in original language, it's birth pains.
对，这里主耶稣说的是叫做生产之痛， birth pains 是复数的。
So in the original, it's birth pains is in plural.
那这个字是重要的兆头。
So the birth pains is the sign.
那这个字用起来的话，弟兄读起来还是猛叉叉。
So when brothers read this, they're kind of confused.
因为弟兄从来没有经历过生产之痛，不知道在讲什么。Because
brothers have not experienced birth pains.
在座只有生过孩子的母亲就懂耶稣在讲什么，这是 secret code.
Only mothers knew and understand what Jesus is referring to.
对不对？因为只有母亲生孩子的那一个经历里头，他就懂了什么叫做这个生产之痛。
So only when a mother experiences the birthing process, they would understand and experience what a birthing pain.
因为那个跟头痛不一样。
It's different from a headache.
对不对？ 也跟任何我们平常经历的肚子痛什么都不一样。
It's different from a stomach ache. It's a different pain.
这个痛只有生孩子的时候才知道。
This pain only comes at the birth of a child.
它的特点有两个。
There are two
characteristics. 它的第一个特点是，这许许多多的痛有一个很稀奇的现象，就是一个痛跟下一个痛有一个距离，而这个距离因着时间的长，你就会发现它这个阵痛的距离就越来越近。There's
a frequency to the pain that is experienced as the time approaches to the birth, the frequency becomes shorter and shorter and shorter.
对，这是第一个特点。
That's the first characteristic.
第二个特点,
Second,
它的痛是越来越深。
The pain increases as the time to the birth approaches.
对，像我们家生老大，那是31年前， 我们两个都是傻蒙蒙的， 不知道是怎么回事。
31 years ago when I went through the birth of my firstborn.
妻子一说痛， 我们赶快开了车就往医院冲。
When my wife was in pain, we just headed for the hospital right away.
医生说你来怎么那么早。
And the doctor said, you're too early.
还早了。
Too early.
那我们说再老，就干脆这边等咯。Just
wait.
我们一起在那里奋战19小时。
So we were there waiting for 19 hours.
比我们后来的人都走了，在后的在前。
And the people who arrived after us went ahead of us.
到后来最好玩的是，到了最精彩的，痛得一塌糊涂的时候，老婆说回家，我不干了，不生。
At the height of my wife's pain, she said, oh, I want to go home. I don't want to do this.
受不了。
It's too hard.
但是这个一上来你就没有回头路， 只有一直冲到底啊。
But when you're there, you're kind of stuck and you have to go on and you can't retreat.
不是说我要回家就回家， 这不行的。
You can't go home and quit.
这个痛抓到你的时候， 你只有奋战到底。
When the pain arrives, you just have to go on.
所以这个是耶稣所用的词。 就这个世界有一天会进入叫做妇人阵痛的那个阶段。So
this is the diction that Jesus chose, birthing pains.
当这个这些事情不管天灾人祸在我们的周遭它发，你开始看见它不但曾经发生，而且发生的是越来越近，而且它的幅度不是区域性，而是全球性，就越来越深，越来越广，那你就知道对了。
So for the famines, pestilences, and earthquakes, it would happen more frequently in more dramatic ways in a worldwide phenomenon.
这个词就很能够让所有的基督徒放在心里，你要提醒自己注意看。
So this should remind us that we should take this to heart.
刚刚早上我来这里之前，郭弟兄跟我说，礼拜二你们这里附近曾经出人命案。
Brother Timothy told me that on Tuesday there was some shooting around this area.
这种杀人到处都有。
It happens everywhere.
都是地区性的。
it's regional.
但是如果有一天你会发现整个这种暴力事件变成全球性，你就知道这个叫做妇人的阵痛的另一个 sign。
So if the shooting happens everywhere, at the, everywhere, then we would realize that these are the birthing pains.
你说可能吗？
Is it possible?
非常可能。
Very possible.
为什么？
Why?
因为在这个兆头里面有一个兆头，你如果注意十二节所说的话。
Because in these signs, in verse 12.
他说，不法的事增多，许多人的爱心才渐渐。
And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold.
以前我读这个话，我说哦，常常你看到这个世界有很多不法的事情，怎么样怎么样。但是这里所说的，如果你把妇人的阵痛这个现象往放在里面来看，从这个眼光来看的时候。
I see a lot of lawless things everywhere, so it's not surprising. But if you link that to the birthing pains.
你要发现一件事情，主所说的这个事情是在他特别指他在回来之前这个地球上要看见的事情，他这个不法是全球性的不法。
So the Lord refers to a second coming that as a birthing pain, so this lawlessness would happen everywhere.
对，那你看现在我们正在什么，全世界正在什么情况之下 now。
So we realize that this has happened on a global basis.
我们现在正在所谓金融海啸这四个字，对不对？这也是新词，以前没有听过的。
So we are now in the midst of the financial tsunami, and this is a new vocabulary that we have never used before.
那你看到这件事情，很对不起，是从 B 国开始的。
This vocabulary, I'm sorry to say, it comes from my country, which is the U.S.
然后就波及到全世界。
And now it's broadcast to everywhere.
那现在所看见的事情，它是一波一波的失业。
So waves after waves of unemployment.
银行一家一家的倒掉。
Banks after banks went into bankruptcy.
那么大家都伸手向政府要钱。
Everyone asked the government for money.
我从来没有看过这样的事。
I have never seen such thing.
那么你会发现，现在政府给钱是给到一个地步。
Now the government is handing out cash.
是。
To such a state.
没有钱却给钱。
There's no money in the pocket, but they still give.
大家都是叫做打肿脸充胖子。每一个国家都是空空如也，除了中国以外，其他全都是穷光蛋。
Every country is almost bankrupt except for China.
然后在那边大把大把的钞票就花下去。
And they just give cash out.
你又会发现，我不知道你们有没有注意，又是 B 国最近，就是昨天前天的新闻，开始人民自从知道政府要这样子大把钱发下去的时候，就开始反了。
When Americans learn that the government is just handing out cash, they are starting to have a
against this policy.
They're against the policy.
他说你为什么把这个钱，人民的血汗钱，去给那些不该拿钱的人？
Why do you give people's hard-earned money?To corporations that don't deserve it.
他们做错了决定，他们自己应该承受那个错误的结果。但是你今天却把更多的钱往这些不该得钱的人身上加，不管是银行家也好，或者买投机房的人也好。
So the bankers and the investors made bad decisions, and they have to suffer the consequences. And now the government's handing them cash.
所以人民心里面就很清楚，今天的政策你做的不对，反而得到。好处，你做的对，你要去倒贴别人，就是说大家心里面不服了。
So the people would have an impression that if you make a bad decision, the government would support you, but if you make a good decision, then you have to pay for those who make bad decisions.
我不知道听懂了没有。
Do you understand?
做对的人，他没有得到好处，反而要去掏更多的钱去给那些做错的人。
So the folks who made wise decisions have to pay up.To compensate for those who made bad decisions.
因着这个缘故，你就失去了一个东西，叫做 trust. 人民就开始不相信政府，因为你不公平、不公义。
Because of this, people would lose faith in the government because you lose their trust.
那么这样的话，法律就没有它的威严，所以下面人就说：“那我何必守法呢？我就投机，我就倒把，我反而得更多的益处。”
So the law has lost its place because people would just invest recklessly to and expect someone to support you.
那么这样子的话，下面的结局就是人人都要不法，因为你觉得不法反而 ahead， 守法反而倒霉。
So the result is everyone would pursue after lawlessness because they expect someone to back you up.
所以你就要发现未来的世界，就是我现在不是讲未来，是讲好多年之后，我想就是现在，从09年开始。
So in the time to come, the time after 09,
全球你就会发现不法的事情更厉害。
You will observe that lawlessness will indeed abound.
那么这个不法的事情到一个地步，人会开始爱心就冷淡了。
So lawlessness will abound, and as a result, the love of many will grow cold.
因为执政掌权的政策是怂恿那些不法者，而那些守法者反而没有任何的益处。
Because those in power and authority, they are lenient upon the lawless people, and those who abide by the law are taken advantage of.
所以我们下面就是要来看这样主耶稣所说过的这一些一样一样的事情，跟现在的时局我们来对照来看。
So let us match the things that Jesus has mentioned versus what we see today.
那么在我刚刚说了，主在这一章圣经里面讲了最少有十个不同的兆头。
So there are at least 10 signs in this chapter.
那么在我们这一代的人最大的兆头是什么呢？
In our generation, the greatest sign is.
那就是第32节所说的。
In verse 32.
请我们打开32节。
Let us read verse 32.
念到35节。
To verse 35.
你们可以从无花果树学个比方，当树枝发嫩长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。
Now learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branch has already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near.
这样，你们看见这一切的事，也该知道人子近了。正在门口。
So you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near at the doors.
我实在告诉你们，这世代还没有过去，这些事都要成就。
Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place.
天地要废去，我的话却不能废去。
Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away.
这段话是历史里头，就在这2000年的历史里头，只有在最近才出现的。
These words are fulfilled in the most recent 2000 years.
不像前面所说的地震啊，什么什么，那是一直在发生。但是这件事情，在整个主耶稣说完话以后到今天，只出现了，就在我们这一代出现了。
It's not like the earthquakes that happens over and over again, but this event.Just happened most recently in the latter part of the 2000 years.
所以我觉得这个兆头是非常重要的一个兆头。
So this is a very important sign.
那么他在这里就提到无花果。
Here it mentions the fig tree.
他怎么不讲橘子树、讲苹果树，要讲个无花果树呢？
How come not orange tree or apple trees, but a fig tree?
那是有原因的。
There's a reason behind it.
我们从东方来的人很少吃过好的无花果，对不对？
We're from the east, so we never really tasted good figs before.
我们中间有谁吃过又甜又好吃的无花果？
Is there anyone among us that have tasted really good figs before?
有没有？你吃过啊？我吃过最好吃的是在加州吃的，那我不知道。这里的天气跟我们西雅图差不多，长不出什么像样的无花果。
The best figs I've tasted were in California, so I'm not sure which ones you get here.
它要温差大。
They need a great disparity in temperature.
白天要很热。
a lot of heat in, during the day.
晚上要很冷。
Very cold during the night.
那它这个温差大的时候，这个果子出来就甜的，哎呀，不知道怎么形容了。
If there's a great
像蜜一样。
If there's a great difference in temperature, then the fruit would be very sweet, like honey.
那如果你把它在冰箱里面放一晚，第二天喝吃的时候，那真像 ice cream。
If you put it in the fridge, on the second day, it tastes like ice cream.
这个果子是耶稣在这里讲到的兆头。
This fruit refers to the signs.
为什么？
Why?
因为如果你读旧约的圣经，你去耶利米书二十四章去看的时候。
If you read the Old Testament, Jeremiah chapter 24.
你就会发现在旧约的里面，神是拿以色列人用无花果树来代表的。
God uses the fig tree to typify Israel.
他耶稣没有用橘子树，也没有用苹果树，就是用无花果树。
So Jesus never used an apple tree and orange trees, but
那当然我们知道，在巴勒斯坦无花果树是很普遍，很家小家喻户晓的。
We know that a fig tree is very common in Palestine.
那么我们知道主在讲这个比喻之前，差不多就是主耶稣要，我这样说吧，主要上十字架之前的最后一个礼拜。
The week just before Jesus' crucifixion.
他面向耶路撒冷一路走去。
He faced Jerusalem.
那么圣经四福音里面告诉我们，有一天他走在路上，肚子饿了，他就看见路旁有一个枝叶茂盛的无花果树。
The Bible tells us that on the way he was hungry and he saw a fig tree.
那么他就去找无花果要来吃。
And he looked for some fruit to eat.
但是有叶子却没有果子。
But there are only leaves and no fruit.
那假使是你是我，我们就走了，算了。
If we're you and me, we'll just leave.
主耶稣那天不是走了就算了，没有。
Jesus didn't just leave.
他做了一件很奇怪的事。
He did something very extraordinary.
连他的门徒都不懂。
Even his disciples didn't understand.
主就会对那一棵无花果树说了一个咒诅的话。
Jesus cursed the fig tree.
有没有？当主说咒诅，从此再也没有人吃你的果子的时候，那棵无花果就发生一个很稀奇的事，从根到上面就忽然间枯干了。
Jesus said, "No one will eat of your fruit again," and the tree withered from its root upward.
这个记载在福音书里头。
This is in the gospel.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
这是一个很象征性的动作。
This is an act of symbolism.
你记得在耶稣开始出来传道的时候，约翰福音记载有一个人叫拿但业。
When Jesus started his ministry, there's someone called Nathanael.
他站在无花果树下。
He was standing under the fig tree.
然后主就看见他。
And the Lord saw him.
然后就说，这个是真以色列人，有没有这件事？
And the Lord said to him, "You are a true Israelite."
这句话一讲，拿但业吓了一大跳。
After Nathanael heard it, he was shocked.
然后他就跟随了耶稣。
And he followed Jesus.
我们读那段话也是猛叉叉，不知道为什么。
When we read that, we didn't really understand it.
但是如果你是犹太人，你就懂，耶稣这样子讲的时候，他的文化的背景，他背后有一个故事的。
But if you're Jewish, then you grasp the cultural meaning behind what Jesus said.
因为拿但业是一个爱国主义者。
Because Nathanael was a patriot.
那么他知道我们以色列的人。今天是亡国奴，是在罗马人的殖民管制之下。
Nathanael knew that we're people who lost their country and now we're under the Roman government.
所以他们就有这么少数的一批爱国的人，他们就愿意有一天弥赛亚来，能够带他们脱离罗马人的管辖。
So Nathanael was the minority that hoped for the coming of the Messiah that would release them from the Roman rule.
那这些人呢，常常就是把自己跟无花果树连在一起的。
So these people associate themselves with the fig tree.
用这个来代表他们对将来的盼望，弥赛亚的盼望。
To use this as a symbolism of their hope in the coming Messiah.
所以主耶稣那一天一指他说这个是真以色列人的时候，他就非常的诧异。人家平常都看不出来，怎么耶稣一眼就看到我了呢？
So when Jesus said, "This is a true Israelite," Nathanael realized that the Lord knew him so well. And this is his critical point.
那我讲这件事情就是说，这个一这个无花果树。 的的确确在人的心目中，犹太人知道是指着犹太这个民族来说的。So
the Jews know that the fig tree symbolizes Israel.
那么神盼望从无花果树得什么呢？就是得果子。So
what did God want from the fig tree?
使神得满足。So
that God can be satisfied.
但是事实告诉我们，犹太人没有让神满足，惹神的愤怒，被神咒，最后是被神咒诅。
But the truth is, the Jews did not satisfy God. Instead, they kindled God's wrath, and then they were cursed.
所以犹太人才会有这么悲惨的命运，亡国四散天下。
So the Jews had a sad end with exile and the destruction of their country.
主耶稣第一次来的时候，盼望能够挽回犹太人，但是实际上主在地上跟犹太人相处三年半之久，可是犹太人基本上是弃绝他。
The Lord's first coming, in the Lord's first coming, Jesus wanted to redeem his people, but the Jews instead rejected him.
所以主在他要上十字架之前的一个礼拜，他就跟犹太人做了一个最后的决断，就是说咒诅这棵无花果，就是说耶稣在这里跟犹太人的关系就断了。So
in the week before the crucifixion, Jesus put his feet down and cut off his relationship with the Jews and curse them.
所以后来，当主后七十年的时候，城破犹太人又从巴勒斯坦四散到全世界各地去了。So
after 70 AD, Jerusalem was destroyed and the Jews were scattered all over the world.
那么，但是主在这里就又提了，他说有一天。But
here Jesus mentioned that one day.
无花果树会发嫩长叶。
The fig tree's branch would become tender and shoot forth leaves.
也就是说，这一个亡国四散天下的犹太人，有一天他们要重新回到巴勒斯坦，重新有他们的国家。So
the Jews that were scattered across the world, one day they would return to Palestine and build their country.
这是这个比喻的真正主要讲的话。This
is the parable that Jesus wants to convey.
所以主在这里就透露出一个天机，就是说，虽然在目前来讲，耶稣跟犹太人的关系是切断了，被咒诅了。So
here Jesus reveals a secret that although the Jews are cursed and they seemingly were cut off from him.
但是在神的设计的里头，将来有一天，这些四散的选民，他们还要回来的。But
in God's design, these chosen people would come back and fulfill His will.
当然这个 预言不是耶稣自己讲了而已，在旧约里面，你去看以赛亚书，你去看耶利米书，你去看以西结书，这些先知都预言过犹太人还要第二次的回巴勒斯坦，而第二次的回来。
Jesus is not the only one who mentioned this situation in the Old Testament. Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, they all mentioned that the Jews would rebuild their country a second time.
对，第一次那是指他们从巴比伦回来，那是第一次。在旧约里面，不但说有他的第一次回来，还说他有第二次的回来。
The Bible mentions the first return from Babylon, but there would be a second return.
所以现在我们要注意的就是，这一个主耶稣在这里再次来确认这件事情，有一天在历史上要发生的。
So here Jesus confirms that the second return of the Jews would happen.
那这件事情什么时候发生呢?
So when did this happen?
那我们知道 1948 这是在第二次世界大战之后过了两年 1943年 1945 二次世界大战结束 1948 犹太人在巴勒斯坦建国。
We know that this happened in 1948 3 years after the Second World War was over that Israel was established.
这个是一个 miracle.
This is a miracle.
那我们在座的应该都知道。
We all know.
可是我今天把它再次提出来，是要让大家注意一个很重要的时间性。
I bring this up again because we have to realize that this is an important time.
因为在传道书第三章，所罗门告诉我们。
Because in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, Solomon tells us.
他说凡事都有什么？ 定时
To everything there is a time under the heavens.
所以在神做事的里头，它有一个特点，就是时间性。
In God's work, there is a sense of time.
对不对？我们看这个每天有二十四小时，一年有四季，这些都是说出神的做事到什么时间，什么事情就要发生，都有它的 timing。
So there's 24 hours in a day. God's work has a time.
那么现在我要请大家注意的就是，这个时间在这段话里面，主不但说到无花果树有一天要发嫩长叶。
So here Jesus said that the fig tree would become tender and bring forth leaves.
那么关于这个点，他说，你们如果看见这件事情，你们知道以树来讲，夏天近了。
So by these signs, you would know that summer is near.
但是主不是讲夏天的问题。
But Jesus is not talking about summer.
用这个比喻来影射后面一句话。
He uses this parable to bring attention to the next verse.
三十三节他说，这个影射影射什么呢？你看见这一切的事，下面说什么？应该知道人子近了。
Verse 33, so you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near at the doors.
啊，多近呢？在门口。
How close? At the doors.
如果你们家有客人要来访问。
If you have a guest coming.
他如果是已经在你家门口了，那就是近的，简直就是几乎等于他已经到了。
If the guest is at the door, it's like he is already here.
但是英文圣经，你注意看这个门呢，是单数还是复数
？In the English Bible, the doors is plural.
哦，是多数的。
It's plural.
也就是告诉我们，这个主耶稣来的时候，他这里用门作为一个象征的代表，而且他告诉我们是复数的门，不是单数，不是一个门。
So, Jesus said at the doors, it's plural.
那我们知道，我们现在的我们在西方所住的房子，跟我们以前在东方住的房子不太一样。
So we know that in the West, the houses we lived in are different from the ones in the East.
今天我到你家来拜访的话。基本上到你家按门铃的时候，就是最重要的那个大门。你开门我就进来了。
So if I were to come to your house, I would ring the bell at the door at the main entrance.
但是在东方的房子，不管在以色列也好，在我们中国也好，那你的主人的房子在后头，前面还好多个门呢，特别是大户人家。
In the East, especially in Palestine, there are
or even in China.
Or even in China, the main house is at the back, and you have to go through many doors to reach the master of the house.
对吧？这个，你如果去看什么《红楼梦》之类的这种故事，你就知道那些老房子，那都是一坎一坎的门槛。
So if you read classic Chinese novels, you would see that there's a lot of doors before the main entrance is reached.
主耶稣在这里告诉我们，当你看见这件事发生的时候，主耶稣已经在这许多门的最外面那个门了。
So when you see all these things, Jesus is standing at one of these many doors.
这就是多近的那个比喻性。
That's how near this is.
然后他就告诉我们说，我实在告诉你们，这个世代还没有过去，这些事都要成就。
Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place.
所以主在这里又给我们一个很重要的一个字。
Here Jesus gave us a very important word.
这些事都要成就。All these things will happen.
All these things take place, will take place.
对，那什么事？
What things?
就是他二十四章讲的这一大堆要发生在这个地球上的事情。
It's in chapter 24, all these things that would happen in the world.
对，二十四章你要注意看，所有耶稣讲过的一样的事，都是这些兆头，全部要兑现，在一个 generation 里头。
Everything that has been mentioned in chapter 24, all these signs will happen in one generation.
对不对？那么我们中文的翻译呢，就是世代。英文的这个字呢，就是 generation， 一代的人。
This generation。
那我们所有的弟兄姊妹就来问一件事情，那么圣经里面讲到一代是几年呢？
So the question is, what does one generation mean in the Bible?
我最早开始好好读圣经的预言的时候是在70年代的时候。
I started researching biblical prophecies in 1970.
那时候我还在读书。
I was still in school.
那个时候我去查许多的圣经的参考，讲到预言的这些解经家的书。
So I read a lot of reference books about biblical prophecies.
那个时候许多的这些解经的人就说，一代的人是40年。
So I read that one generation is 40 years.
那立论的根据呢，就是说犹太人的一代在旷野倒闭了。
Why? Because one generation of Israel fall in the desert after 40 years.
那如果40年是这个解经的方式的话，那你要从1948算起。
So the prophetic clock starts ticking at 1948.
对不对？1948加40呢，1988了。
The definition of generation is not the 40 years.
那你我就要去再去看圣经里面还有没有讲到一代人应该是多少年呢？
So where else is the phrase generation mentioned?
那我觉得摩西的诗就很能够说明一代人的概念。
And I can find it in Moses' song.
哪一篇诗讲过一代人？
Which psalm mentioned generation?
请我们打开诗篇九十篇。
Psalm 19.
诗篇九十篇，摩西就说到人的一生的年岁。
In Psalm 90, Moses mentioned the days of a man.
你如果注意看诗篇九十篇第九、第十节。
First 9 and 10.
我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下，我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息。
For all our days have passed away in your wrath, we finish our years like a sigh.
我们一生的年日，我们一起念，是70岁，若是强壮，可到80岁。但其中所经夸的，不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away.
所以在摩西的眼中，我们人生基本上都是这平均年龄是70到80。
So in the eyes of Moses, our average lifespan is 70 or 80 years.
如果我们用这节圣经来作为一代人的注解，
So if we use 70 or 80 years as the definition of a generation,
那我们来算一下。
Let us count.
1948.
1948.
加70.
Plus 70.
多少？
How much?
去年08年。
Last year 2008.
是以色列建国60年。
Is Israel's 60th anniversary.
全世界只有一个总统去庆祝。
Only one president attended that anniversary.
你们猜是谁？
Guess who he is.
啊，布什总统。
George Bush.
布什总统是世界唯一的总统，老远跑到耶路撒冷，与以色列人一起庆祝建国六十年。
President Bush was the only president that flew to Israel and celebrated the anniversary.
但是我觉得对基督徒是很重要的一件事，就是说主所说的在这一代人还没有过去以前，这一切都要成就，现在已经告诉我们已经过去了60个年头了。
So when Jesus said this generation will not pass until all these things have happened, 60 years has already passed away.
所以这是很重要的一个时间性。
So the sense of time is very urgent.
也就是说，主所说这许多的事都要成就，基本上还剩几年了呢？
So after all these things have happened, how many years was there left?
Hmm?
How many?
十到二十。
10 to 20 years left.
对吧？
Isn't it so?
我们中间年轻人，你可能感觉十年还慢还早了。我们中间年长的人，十年很快啊，就像这么一下，十年就过去了。
The young people among us might think that 10 years is a long time, but those who of us that are older, we know that 10 years is very short.
我们年龄越大，我们就越觉得时间好像飞呀。
The older we get, it's as though the time flies away.
所以剩下没有多少日子了。
So we don't have much time left.
屈指可以算得出来，在十年到二十年之间，所有耶稣在二十四章讲过的事情都要成就。
So in 10 to 20 years, everything that Jesus said will materialize.
那我不知道，你如果做一点时间上的 planning, time management, 你就要做 serious management, 这个 consideration, 你要好好的想一想。
So if you're doing some time management, you have to consider very seriously.
所以我刚刚说，我们里面应该有一个很清楚的时间的感觉。
So within us, we must have this very clear sense of time.
啊，我盼望这一节这一段话，今天放在我们面前，你要有一个很清楚的时间，就是说我们剩下来的是指日可扳扳手指可以算得出来的。
So with this verse before you, I want you to have the sense of time that it's really close.
那主对他这句话是加了一个注解。
Here Jesus has a footnote.
他说天地要废去，我的话却不能废去。
Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away.
意思是说，世界上有很多的话说了就拉倒，没有人去说它成也不成，不成也无关重要。但是主说这句话很重要。他说天地可以废掉，我这句话不能废的。
So a lot of things that were said can be disregarded, but here Jesus said, my words will by no means pass away.
也就是说，主他对他现在讲的这段话是讲到说这是永远不会改变的。
So what Jesus said will never change.
他这个时间是锁，就是锁定了。
The time is locked.
啊，所以我希望我们所有的基督徒里头有一个很清醒的感觉，我们的时间不是遥遥无期，而是指日可待。
So as Christians, we must realize that the time is very near, it's not in the far distant future.
好，那么还有没有一些重要的兆头，我要请大家来看到路加福音。
There are other signs that we can investigate as in Luke.
我们来看十七章。
Chapter 17.
十七章的记载，当然马太也有，可是十七章这段话有一些东西是马太没有讲的。
There are some things that are mentioned here which is not in Matthew chapter 24.
那我们看哪一段话呢？
Which ones?
我们来看十七章的二十六节到三十节。
Verses 26 to verse 30.
对，挪亚的日子怎样，人子的日子也要怎样。
As it was in the days of Noah, so it would be also in the days of the Son of Man.
那时候的人又吃又喝又娶又嫁，到挪亚进方舟的日子，洪水来就把他们全部都灭了。
They ate, they drank, they married wives. They were given in marriage until the day of Noah entered, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all.
这段话马太有。
This was in Matthew also.
但下一段话马太就没有了。
But not the following one.
这是路加的特点。
This is Luke's special.
又好像罗德的日子，又吃又喝又买又卖又耕种又建造盖造。
Likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built.
到罗德出索多玛的日子，就有火从与硫磺从天降下，把他们全部都灭了。
But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all.
人子显现的日子也要这样。
Even so, it would be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed.
所以在这一段圣经里头，你看见主把他要再来的日子那段时间。跟旧约里面两段时间拉在一起。
So here Jesus wants to juxtapose the time of his second coming to a picture in the Old Testament.
对，人子的日子要像两个日子。
The day of Jesus' coming would be like 2 days.
Not 哪两段日子呢？第一个叫做罗德的日子，第二个叫做挪亚的日子。
Like the days of Lot, like the days of Noah.
这个是这段它的特点。
So these are the special characteristics.
那我们要解这段差的时候，你不能只是说哦，那又吃又喝又娶又嫁，那哪一代的人不是如此呢？
So here they said, it said, they drank, they married wives, and were given in marriage. So we ask, isn't it always like this?
所以这个不能够说，这只是它的共通性，但是不是它的特点。
So these are the commonality, but it's not the speciality.
对，这两段圣经它都有特有所指的。
There is something special with these two different ages.
那我们就必须回到创世纪去比较一下它的特色在哪里。
So we have to compare and contrast back in Genesis.
那我们先看挪亚的日子特点。
Let's look at the days of Noah.
你到创世纪第六章去看。
Genesis chapter 6.
那我们来读这几句话。
Let's read several passages.
头四节。
The first four.
为了节省时间呢，我就只念中文，就不念英文了。
We'll only read in Chinese.
英文就 follow 就可以了。当人在世上多起来，又生女儿的时候，神的儿子们看见人的女子美貌，就随意挑选娶来为妻。耶和华说：“人既属乎血气，我的灵就不永远住在他们里面。”跳到第四节，那时候有伟人在地上，后来神的儿子们和人的女子们交合生子，那就是上古英武有名的人。这段话是挪亚日子的特色。
So these are the characteristics of the days of Noah.
那当然，你去读解经的书，对于这段圣经的解释，那也真是各家说各家的话。
So in with the different reference books, they talk about different things.
我觉得一个准确的解经，我们应该从圣经的本身已经来解经，这样最好最稳当。
So the best way to interpret this is using the Bible itself.
那现在的词，我们要注意的词汇就是神的儿子们，这个词汇到底在圣经里面是怎么下定义的。
So what is the definition of the sons of God?
对，这个是整个这段圣经的关键。
This is the key to the whole phrase.
那么你去经文汇编里面找 the concordance.
So if you look in the concordance,
你就会发现在这个约伯记里头有这个词汇的出现。
So you'll find this phrase in Job.
在约伯记38章有这么一段话说。
In Job chapter 38, there is this statement.
这是约伯记是比就是在圣经66卷里面最早的一卷。
Job is the first and earliest book in the Bible.
Among the 66 books.
Among the 66 books.
那他这段话我要请大家念的是第四节念到第七节。
First 4-7.
那我请英文来念了，你来读。38章四节到七节。
Chapter 38, verse 4-7. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me, if you have understanding, who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched a line upon it? To what were its foundations fastened? Or who laid its cornerstone? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy.
好，你如果注意这几节圣经，特别是第七节，就出现这个词汇。
In verse 7, the phrase sons of God was mentioned.
有没有？
Isn't it so?
好，如果你看到这个词汇，神的儿子们在这里出现了。
And here the phrase the sons of God.
那么这个词汇是在这段圣经的时候是怎么讲的呢？
What does it refer to?
那也就是说，神在这里终于回答约伯，这个受苦的约伯。
Is in God's response to suffering Job.
因为约伯一直在讨论一个问题，我是一个敬畏神、行义的人，可是今天我的遭遇是这样的可怕，这么多的苦难临到我。
Here, a righteous and upright Job is discussing with his friends about why would God do this to him.
对，这是人类共同从有古以来到今天都在问的问题，为什么义人会受苦？
This is a common question since the beginning of time. Why do the righteous suffer?
那么前面从第一章一直到37章都是人在那里探讨这个问题。
So from chapter 1 to 37, it's the discussion among men.
神都没有讲话。
God never spoke.
一直到现在38章，神说话了。
Until chapter 38, here God spoke.
可是你会发现神说话的时候，他并没有回答受苦的理由是什么，没有正面回答约伯。
But you see that in God's reply, he never faced Job's question directly.
相反的，神反而反问约伯问题。
In contrast, the Lord asked Job questions.
那他问的问题是什么呢？他想说，我立大地根基的时候，你在哪里啊？
He asked Job, where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth?
那约伯就傻眼了。
And Job was taken aback.
上帝创造宇宙万有的时候，你我在哪里？
When God made the heaven and the earth, where were you and me?
连影子都没有。
Not even a shadow.
当然约伯也不例外，当然连约伯根本就不在。
Of course, Job was not there.
所以现在神要让我们注意，现在这个时间性，他讲的时间是立大地根基在创造宇宙万有的时候，那个时间我们连影子都没有。
So the time that God refers to is at the time when he was making the heaven and earth, when the foundations of the earth were built.
但是那个时候有谁呢？
Who was there back then?
虽然没有人类，但是有谁呢？
There's no human beings, but who else were there?
那他讲说，当我做这些杰作的时候，有晨星歌唱，有神的众子怎么样？欢呼。
When I was building everything, the morning stars sang together, and the sons of God shouted for joy.
那我们就知道，那个时候没有人类，却有什么呢？
So we know that there are no human beings, but
这些神的众子是指着谁说的呢？
What does the Son of God refer to?
那当然很清楚的，圣经里面我们去看的话，是指另外一类的创造，那叫做天使类。
Of course, it refers to another type of created beings, the angels.
他们为什么称为晨星呢？因为他们在神最早的时间，早晨就被造好的了。
Why are they called the morning stars? Because they were created long before us in the morning.
所以这些都是在人类还没有出现之前老早已经在这个宇宙中存在的那种受造之物叫做天使类了。
So these created beings were created long before human beings exist.
如果这个词汇我们找出它的答案是指着众天使说的。
So we now know that the phrase refers to the angel.
那我们就要来问一个问题。
Now we have to ask.
创世纪第一章神在第六不管第几天了第四天第五天第六天后面那几天一直在讲一句话
and in God's creation there is a phrase that's repeated over and over again in the seven days of creation
不是 creation 那个叫做 recovery 应该是神在恢复的时候
in God's recovery there is a phrase that's repeated
在神恢复这个大地的时候在第四第五第六天那里有一个词汇叫做各从其类。
In the fourth and the fifth and the sixth day, there is a phrase, each according to its kind.
那也就是说，鸟类是鸟类，这个鱼类是鱼类，是各有各不同的一类。
So the fishes and the birds and the cattle, each according to its kind.
那么它彼此之间是神安排好的顺序，是不能够。乱伦的这个伦理是不能乱的
So it's each according to its kind there is a special order to each species
对不对
Isn't it so?
那么现在你会发现出现了一个事情是乱伦
So now something terrible has happened
什么样的事情发生呢让神的儿子们看见地上的女子美貌就娶来为妻所以天使就跟人怎么交合了
So the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were beautiful and they took wives for themselves of all whom they choose. So the sons of men sons of God and the daughters of men they mingled and produced offspring together.
所以这个是违背了神的这个伦理。
This is against God's order.
这是挪亚时代的特点。
This is the characteristics of Noah's days.
那么神的这些儿子们怎么会干这种事呢？那我们知道，你要去别的圣经来看的时候，就是所谓撒旦的背叛，就是在天使的类里头，曾经在宇宙中出现过一个大使。
So in the angelic realm, something happened. There were fallen angels, and these were the sons of God mentioned here.
两处的圣经, 你回去看, 你可以知道宇宙中曾经出现过的天使中的故事。
So there are two places in the Bible that speaks of this event.
一个你去看, 以赛亚书14章,
Isaiah 14.
一个你去看以西结书28章,
the second, Ezekiel 28.
这个两处圣经就告诉过我们在人类没有被造之前, 在那一个古时候曾经有神的儿子们中间的天使长叫做路西佛的背叛神。
So in these two passages, we learn that in these angelic beings, there was the archangel Lucifer.
那么这些堕落的天使不但第一个带头的是这一个天使长后面有三分之一的天使跟他一起背叛了神的
And with Lucifer, one third of the angels rebelled and they fell.
这就是构成了今天所谓的撒旦的国度。
So this constitutes the kingdom of Satan.
那么在这一群堕落的天使里头, 就做了我们在挪亚时代所看见乱伦的事情。
So these fallen angels are the sons of God in Genesis 6.
那你说这种事怎么可能? 哎, 他圣经告诉我们可能就是可能吗?
So how can they do such a thing?
你如果去看中国的古书, 看希腊的神话, 我们都以为是, 故事的, 杜撰出来的, 但是都是历史的曾经发生过的事实。
So when we read Greek mythologies or even Chinese fairy tales, we come across such things, but it actually happened in history.
讲到人与鬼相交。
That there is this intermingling between man and demons.
那么今天有没有这种事呢?
Are there such things today?
诸位,你们认为如何?
What do you think?
我们中间有没有人看过一本书叫做《走出撒旦教》?
Have you ever read a book called Walking Out from Satanism?
Mm-hmm. 有没有?
Have you read it?
一个都没有。
No one?
建议你们去找这本书, 中文英文都有。
Look for this book and read it.
你怕鬼的不要读。
If you're afraid of Satan, don't read it.
对, 如果你不怕鬼的, 你一定要读这本书。
If you're not afraid, then you must read it.
走出撒旦教。
Walking out from Satanism.
这个书就把在美国一个很大的 cult 叫做撒旦教, 它的 headquarter 就在旧金山。
There's this cult called Satanism. The headquarter is in San Francisco.
在这个黑组织的里头, 他们就这个在里头当年在里头的核心分子, 他有一天蒙光照。 脱离了，他就把他当年在那个里头所听所闻所见，通通一五一十的写出来。
So the leader of this cult, they were converted and they wrote down everything that has happened to them in the past.
他告诉我们，在他们这个聚会的时候，他们要献祭给撒旦。
They mentioned that they offer sacrifices during their meetings.
那他们的祭物是什么呢？ 就是baby。
Where are their sacrifices? Infants.
在这些人的里中间, 他们还有一个东西叫做撒旦的新娘。
There is something in that cult called the Bride of Satan.
那就是拿处女来献给这个撒旦。
They would offer virgins to Satan.
所以这些事情是一个正在发生的事实, 而且它的地点, headquarters是在旧金山。
So these things happened before and it happened in San Francisco.
而且这个东西是非常的popular在全世界。
And these things are very popular elsewhere in the world.
那么他们所做的这些事情, 那你去读的时候真是叫做毛骨悚然呢。
And when you read these things, you just fear and tremble.
对, 那么他们里面比较fancy的 terminology叫做channeling。
There's this terminology called channeling.
听过没有这个词汇?
Have you heard of such word?
就是人被一个鬼灵附在他的身上, 他就可以说那个, 比如说这个鬼灵是亚里斯多德。
So a human being would allow some spirits to possess them, and some spirit can be Aristotle.
那这个 阿里斯多德是一个古时候希腊的哲学家，可是这个女的如果被这个灵依附，她就可以讲男人的话，讲阿里斯多德的哲学。
So say if a woman is possessed by the spirit of Aristotle, then she can speak in a man's voice in the spirit of Aristotle, the philosopher.
对不对？你要请谁什么灵，什么灵就来附在你这个人身上。
You can invite all these sorts of spirits to possess you.
这是公开在美国的电视都已经表演过了。
So all these were shown on the TV.
所以这种东西就扫遍这个世界，因为人喜欢这些鬼灵的东西，因为 supernatural。
So all these things spread within the land because people have this curiosity for the supernatural.
对，这个东西是我们二十世纪、二十一世纪的时髦的东西。
This is a very popular movement in the 20th and 21st century.
那么这是一个兆头。
So this is one of the signs.
这是主耶稣说，同时另外一个兆头要出现。
And Jesus said, "There's another sign."
那就是叫做罗德的日子。
The days of Lot.
罗德的日子它特色是什么呢
？What are the characteristics?
那你要去读创世纪里面讲到罗德的故事。
So you have to read the story of Lot.
那简单讲，罗德的时代，那些人，那个城，索多玛、俄摩拉的城，他们在那里有一个特别的癖好。
So in Sodom and Gomorrah, they have this special trait.
你就记得当神打发两个天使要去救罗德一家的时候，那全城轰动。
So when God sent two angels to rescue Lot, there is this great uproar in the city.
那这些人通通跑到罗德家的门口说，哎，听说你们家来两个男人啊。
So all the people of the city went to Lot's house.
你要把他放出来，我们要跟他快乐。
And said, oh, give the men that were in your house.
罗德说不可以。
Lot said, no.
我有两个女儿，这个女儿你们拿去快乐可以，但是这两个男人不可以。
I have two daughters, you can do whatever you want with them, but not the men.
但是那些人不干。
But the people were unwilling.
他们坚持要这个两个男人。
They insist on the men.
所以从那个故事你就知道索多玛、俄摩拉的特色是什么。
So from this story, you know that the trait of Sodom and Gomorrah is?
就是男与男行可证的事。
Is homosexuality between man and man.
这是在创世纪里面告诉我们的。
This is what Genesis tells us.
那这些事情由古来是都有哦。
But these happens all the time.
但是由古以来这些事情是叫做在 closet 里面羞于启齿的事情。
But in the past, it's all hidden in the closet. It's something shameful, not mentioned.
你好好想一想啊，十年、二十年前这些事情，起码我们老中觉得这简直是大逆不道的事，对不对
？Think of these things. 10 to 20 years ago, these are not brought out of the closet. It's not mentioned. It's disgraceful.
但是最近十年，这是全世界最时髦的事情。
But in the most recent decade, it's something that's very open, celebrated.
你今天你去问问孩子们，学校老师教的是什么？
So when you ask a kid, what are you learning in school today?
去年5月12号
Last year, May 12th.
考考大家，世界发生了什么事？大事。
What happened then?
08年5月12。
2008, May 12th.
哦，对了。
Earthquake.
四川大地震，对吗？
Earthquake in Sichuan.
这件事情不但震动了中国，全世界也都是被震动，因为这件事情好厉害，有差不多60,000多人死亡。
It shook China and the world because 60,000 people died.
可是那一天还发生了另外一件事情。
But on that day, something else happened.
这是我们很多人没有注意到。
And most of us missed it.
那件事是什么？
What's that?
又发生在美国。
It happened in the States.
发生在加州。
In California.
那天加州的最高法院。
In that day, the U.S. Supreme Court. Sorry, California
Supreme
Court. California Supreme Court.
法官判同性结婚合法。
The Supreme Judge legalized marriage of the same sex.
那天美国全国同性恋人高声唱哈利路亚，终于得胜了。
And on that day, the homosexuals just celebrated and yelled.
他们在街上就游行欢喜跳放炮。
They paraded on the streets and celebrated.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
这是什么
What is this?
这是圣经中的不法的事情，人说合法。
This is the lawless things in scripture that man is saying is lawful.
中国话有一句话说，天作孽，犹可活。
There's this Chinese saying, when you do something bad, you can still live.
If it's from heaven.
If it's from heaven, you can still live.
但是自作孽不可活。
But if it's from yourself, you will not live.
这是我们中国人的古话的智慧。
This is the wisdom of the Chinese.
那今天人做的事情，我们很多不法的事，到神还可以忍耐放过我们。
So we do a lot of lawless things, and God will tolerate us.
但是当你做到有一件事情是神明明称这种事叫做 abomination， 中文应该翻译成可憎之事，这是圣经里用的很强烈的语词。
So if you commit acts of abomination,
那不可活。
Then you will not live.
所以这件事情就是发生在五月十二号。
This thing happened on May 12th.
那么在美国，只要一个州承认婚姻合法，那么其他州也就要承认了。
So if one state in the U.S. Agreed to same marriage of the same sex, then other state would follow.
那当然，现在这件事情还在打官司。
Of course, it's still in the legal battle.
但是不管怎么样，你会发现有一件事情从那一天开始要改变。
But you realize that something changed from that day.
这是人类历史中没有出现过的。
This has never happened in human history.
21st century 啊。
In 21st century.
这大事啊。
It's a big event.
我不知道在贵国加拿大是填家庭调查表是怎么填的。
I don't know what the family survey is like in Canada.
过去我们传统的家庭调查表，我们就是你的名字、你家庭住在哪里、电话哪里、父亲什么、母亲是谁，对不对
？In a traditional form, you say last name, first name, and your parents, mother and father.
这是全世界都应该这样的一个很平常的一个表调查表。
It's a common form in all the nations.
但是这个法如果通过的话，你这个调查表要改哦。
If this law is passed, then the form needs to be changed.
你不可以说只有父亲是谁，母亲是谁，下面还要增四个栏呢。
So you can't only say your father is this and your mother is this. You have to add a couple columns.
因为你还有这家庭是父父是谁或者母母是谁啊。
You have to fill in your father and mother and mother.
懂吗
？Do you understand?
也就是说，从这个法通过以后，人类就要重新定义什么叫做家庭。
So after this law is passed, the definition of the family has to be revised.
这是乱伦呢？乱伦。
This is lawlessness.
Yeah. 这件事情是耶稣说的，人子的日子，这两件事同时出现。
So Jesus said that these two things will happen simultaneously.
这是路加福音十七章告诉我们。
This is what Luke 17 tells us.
那么现在就在我们眼前就发生了。
This is before our eyes.
所以大家要注意，这个我们现在眼前所发生的事情是络绎不绝的，一样一样就在我们眼前爆发。
So these things are happening one by one before our very eyes.
二十一章。路加二十一章。
Luke chapter 21.
好，那我们再来看第十节。
Let us look at verse 10.
我们读到十一节，十到十一。那当时耶稣对他们说：“民要攻打民，国要攻打国，地要大大震动，多处必有饥荒瘟疫。”又有可怕的异象。
Then he said to them, Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there will be great earthquakes in various places, and famines and pestilences, and there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven.
那么在这个地方，他说有可怕的异象。
There will be fearful sights.
那是你这个是什么版本？英文
King
James。你如果去看
NAS
New American Standard 或者其他有一个版本，他把这个字中文我不知道为什么加了这么多词，有可怕的意象，原文没有意象这个两个字。
In the original, there is no sight in the phrase.
意象是 vision.
Vision.
没有这个
sign
或者 vision 这个字，没有的。它原来只有一个字，你去查它这个字的字，这个字的本身有一个版本把它翻出来，英文就是 terror.
There's only one word, and in the root word, it's the word terror.
Terror 这个字什么时候开始全世界时髦了？
When did the word terror service?
2001年
2001 September 11
对不对？从2001年9月11号开始，全世界都知道这个字。
The whole wide world recognized the word terror.
而且美国的总统 Bush 就发表一个重要的宣告。
The US President Bush made a solemn decree.
在那一天他站起来，他向全世界说，美国向恐怖活动宣战。
He stood up and announced the US war against terror.
对不对？这个字就是那一天出来的。
That word service from that day.
所以从零一年到现在，全世界就不一样了。
After that day, the world has changed.
一面你看到恐怖活动，从纽约，从 DC 到马德里，到伦敦，到这个印尼的什么什么什么什么。
Arisa.
那个巴黎。
So you see that this has spread from city to city, from India to all the other cities.
所以全世界你就会发现，在二十一世纪的短短的八年里头，一直在发生这个恐怖的活动，对不对
？So in the past 8 years, you see all these acts of terrorism.
那十九个人。把全世界搞得是鸡飞狗跳，我们去飞机场就再也不是那么简单的。
So 19 people change the world and turn it upside down.
这是这个世纪的特点。
This is the characteristic
of our age. 那耶稣当年对门徒说话的时候就用了这个字 terror.
So Jesus used this word terror when he spoke with his disciples.
那前面还有一个字就是瘟疫，那二十一世纪的瘟疫可多了。
So it also mentioned pestilences, and we have so much in this age.
这是二十一世纪的瘟疫是独特的。
The pestilences in the 21st century is unique.
好好想一想，在我们活在二十世纪的时候，这些词都从来没有听过。
Think about this. We have never heard of these terms in the 20th century.
对不对？
Isn't it?
二十一世纪的这个新词汇，牛有什么？疯牛症。
We have the foot and mouth disease.
No.
Mad cow. Sorry.
那猪呢？那就是口蹄疫啊，这也是没有听过的。
For the pigs, they have the foot and mouth disease.
那鸡鸭呢？禽流感也没有听过。
And for the birds, there's the bird flu.
那么然后你还有什么艾滋病哦
？You have AIDS.
还有什么 SARS 咯？
SARS，
这些全都是二十一世纪才有的可怕的瘟疫啊！一件接一件，崭新的出现在我们的先进文明的中间。
These are the terrors and the pestilences that's unique to the 21st century.
那么再往下走。
Let's move on.
25节。
Verse 25.
日月星辰要显出异兆。
There will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars.
那么他这个耶稣并没有解释什么样的异兆呢？没有解释。
The Lord did not explain these.
那到了约翰的启示录就解释了。
Until Revelation.
那我们打开到了启示录，怎么样解释日月星辰的异兆呢？
So how did he explain the signs in the sun and the moon and the stars?
第六章启示录。
Chapter 6, Revelation.
十二节。
Verse 12.
揭开第六印的时候，我又看见地大震动，日头变黑像毛布，满月变红像血。
There was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth, as a fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind.
所以这两节圣经就把刚刚主耶稣所说的日月星辰要显出异兆，有什么异兆？现在一样一样把它讲给我们听。
So this explains the signs in the sun and moon and stars.
日头它是要变黑像麻布。
The sun become black as sackcloth of hair.
那我们现在知道这个叫做什么？日食，对吗？
We know that that's eclipse.
那么日食，我们知道有偏食，有全食，还有一种食叫做环食，有没有？
We know that there are different sorts of eclipse.
有吃掉一块一小块的，就是偏食，日偏食 eclipse part of it, part of the sun.
There's partial eclipse.
还有全是整个的全部太阳本来是大白天忽然间变成晚上一样。
And there's a complete eclipse when it's completely dark.
那还有一种最稀奇的是有一个圈环食一个圈。
And there is a ringed eclipse, that you can see a ring around the sun.
你们知道大概在两个礼拜前还是两个半礼拜前世界有一次日环食。
You know that about 2.5 weeks ago, there was this ringed eclipse.
很难得，很难得。
It's very, very rare.
在哪里发生呢？
Where?
不是在温哥华。
Not in Vancouver.
是在印度洋。
It's in Indonesia.
那个时候我正在大陆。
And at that time I was in China.
那个时候正在发生这个事情，就是日环食，就是一个圈，很少看见这种事情。
And it's the very rare ring eclipse.
那第二件事情，他说月亮要变成红色，像血一样。
The moon become like blood.
我这里有一张相片。
I have a photo here.
这张相片是兰培德弟兄在1996年带到西岸特会的时候，他做讲员，他。放给我们看。
This is a photo taken in 1996. Lance Lambert showed this at the WCC meeting.
那时候是七月，他告诉我们，这张相片是他一个朋友在4月3号1996年在耶路撒冷照的一个晚上。
This picture was taken on April 3rd, 1996, and was presented in July in WCCC.
那么那天是什么日子呢？是犹太人的逾越节。
That day is the day of the Jewish Passover.
而且。你如果上网去找，你可以找到这个东西。
If you look on the internet, you can find this picture.
天文学家告诉我们，那一年就是1996年，发生两次，一次发生在逾越节的晚上，第二次是发生在祝棚节的晚上。
If you look, you'll find that this happened twice. The first happened at the Passover of 96, and the second it happened at the Feast of the Booths in 96.
这你们跟我都没有看过，因为这只有在耶路撒冷看得见。
This you can only see in Jerusalem.
啊，好看吗？
Is it pretty?
美的恐怖。
It's so beautiful. It's
是不是？
There's a terror in its beauty.
很美，但是带着一种恐怖的感觉。
There's a terror in its beauty.
啊，所以这是圣经里面讲到说有一天。月亮变红像血。
So this is what the Bible refers to when the moon becomes like blood.
那它星星呢？
What about the stars?
星星要坠落于地，如同无花果树被大风摇动落下来未熟的果子一样。
And the stars of heaven fell to the earth as a fig tree drops its late figs when it's shaken by a mighty wind.
2001年。
2001。
在北京照的这张相片。
In Beijing, this photo was taken.
我从报纸上剪下来的。
I got it from a newspaper.
那一段时间不但在北京有这个流星雨啊。
Not only in Beijing was this.
这张相片是在长城上照。
This was taken on the Great Walls of China.
我在我们西雅图也看到同样的现象，日子不一样，时间不同，但是现象是一样的。
At a different time, you can see it in Seattle also. It's the same phenomenon.
所以西雅图看得到，贵宝地也应该看得到。
You can see it probably here.
要在一个晴空不是在晚上是晴天的晚上你才看得见有云就没有就看不见
you can only see this on a clear night sky.
那个天上的这些流星就真的像约翰当时所用的形容像无花果树被风吹了以后这些树上的果子就从树上掉下来。
Is that as John said, the stars fell like a fig tree drop of slate flakes when shaken by a mighty wind.
一阵风就是一批，等一下过一阵，第二阵风来了，又第二批，哇，这样从天上这样下，好看，很好看。
The wind blows in different breezes. Each breeze just brings down different fruit, and it's very beautiful.
我们中间有谁看过？
Have anyone seen this?
一个都没有。
No one?
稀奇，你们该多看看天上的事情。
You guys should check it out.
主说要想思想天上的事。
You have to think about heavenly things. The Lord
这些天体的运动是主耶稣当时告诉我们的，他来的日子，这些稀奇的事会发生的。
So these celestial bodies tells us that the signs of the Lord's coming is very near.
那下面又有一句话说，十四节。天就挪移，好像书卷被卷起来。
Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place.
还没有，那是下一个。我只是注意这个天上像书卷一样卷起来。
The sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up.
这个我70年代一直读到最近才开窍。
My eyes was only opened recently.
因为我一直不懂天怎么会像书卷卷起来呢
？Because I never understood how can the sky roll up like a squirrel.
天，我们天天出去看这个晚上的天，就是星星月亮了。晚上。
We see the stars and the moon in the sky at night.
我就没有办法想象这么样的天怎么有一天这样卷起来，像书卷一样。
How can the sky like that roll up one day?
今天的书是这么一本一本，以前古时候的书不是一本一本。
The book is like this today, but in the past, not like that.
古时候是什么？羊皮卷，一卷把它卷起来了，有没有
？There are scrolls back then.
这些是形容说在天上，这些会变成一颗星。那我现在要放给你们看了，是如此哦。
These things tells us that it will roll up like a scroll.
对。那怎么看得见呢
？How can you see this？
约翰他是在主后95年左右看见这个异象。
John saw this at 95 A.D.
他写这个启示录的时候。
When he wrote Revelation。
他那个时候怎么看见这个事呢
？How did he see that？
因为他被带到三层天上去看。
Because he was brought to the third heaven, and he saw it.
所以他看得见，我们看不见了。
And we cannot see it.
但是今天我们看得见。
But today we can see it.
我怎么看得见
？How?
现代工具。
Technology.
你知道，从90年代后，就是差不多98年之后，美国的太空总署。
So we know that after 98, the NASA.
就在太空上。先后放了两个大眼睛。
They put two huge telescopes in the space.
第一个大眼睛叫做 Hubble.
The first is called the Hubble telescope.
谁听过这个名字 Hubble telescope?
Who heard of this before?
哇，今天我好像跟少数民族在讲话一样。
It's like I'm speaking to a very small minority.
不是，我问什么问题都是蒙叉叉。
You guys are in the dark.
哎，你们不要太属灵，属灵到报纸也不看，书也不看，电视也不听新闻，太属灵了。
Don't be so spiritual that you don't read the newspaper or watch.
要注意看啊。
Take note.
现代科技的手段让我们人类能够看到很多以前从来做梦都没有看见过的东西。
Modern technology allows us to see that no one has ever seen before.
哪两个大望远镜呢？一个叫做 Hubble， 它是绕着地球像人造卫星一样在那边转。
So the Hubble telescope is the first one, and it revolves around the Earth.
它打破了在地上的望远镜的这个限制，它能够在太空中不受任何的干扰，能够看到最远最远的这些外太空。
So it's not interfered by anything on earth, and it can see the far distant galaxy.
对，第二个望远镜叫做 Spitzer 望远镜。
The second one is called the Spitzer telescope.
它是走另外一个轨道。
It has another track.
它是跟太阳绕跟地球一样绕着太阳走的。
It revolves around the sun like the Earth.
啊，刚刚那个是绕着地球走的，哈勃。
The Hubble revolves around the Earth.
第二个人造卫这个太空这个望远镜是跟太阳一样绕地球走的，绕太阳走的。
The second one revolves around the sun.
这样看得更广更大。
So it can see further.
而这么多很现代的这些工具所看见的宇宙，他们把它通通照相，然后放在网络上。
So the two telescope takes all these pictures and it's all uploaded to the internet.
所以这些东西都在网络上给全世界任何人可以上网的人都可以看。
So it's available to the public.
我下载了一系列的图画，我带来请你们看。
I downloaded some for you to see.
哎呦，看没有？看得见看不见
？Can you guys see?
真是 no justice 啊！不能开啊，一开就没有用。
Can we turn off the lights？
这个，你先放这个，还有好几张。这像不像一个书卷
？It's like a scroll。
像不像
？Isn't it like a scroll？
再来。
Next。
像不像数据？这个每一个都是一个叫做 galaxy， 中文应该怎么翻呢？星云。
These are galaxies。
就是说，好比说，我们现在我们知道，我们地球是在这个太阳系，对不对？
We know that we're in the solar system。
对吧？这个太阳系是在这个大星云中间的一个点。
So the solar system is only one speck in the galaxy.
对，我们可能，如果说这是一个 galaxy 的话，我们可能是中间的一个小点。这么大的太阳系是这个里面的一个小点。
If this is the galaxy, then the solar system is just one speck up there.
而在这个大宇宙中，这种 galaxy 这种星云又有 billion billion 这么多。
And there are billions and billions of galaxies out there.
所以这都是叫我们这个小脑袋没有办法转不过来的，一下子。
It blows our mind away.
但是我要讲的是说，我们现代工具去在外太空把这些大的宇宙把它照片照回来的时候，你的确可以看到许许多多的这些星云都是像一卷一卷的书放在那里。
With the technologies of our modern day, we can see that galaxies are like scrolls after scrolls after scrolls.
然后你又去以赛亚书去看的时候，他还告诉我们这个这个天使要卷起要像这个无花果树的叶子，刚刚有一些东西像一些叶子，有的时候像书卷。那个时候约翰只能用人的语言来描述这个空中在太空中的事情。
John can only use figurative terms to describe what would happen in the celestial bodies that was also referred to in the book of Isaiah.
对吗？日头像毛布，月亮像血，星星掉下来像无花果，它都是用人的语句来描述一些天这个星球的事情。
The sun like sackcloth, the moon like blood, and the stars like figs. It uses the words of men to describe what happens in the celestial realm.
那这里很，我现在每一个都让大家看见，我们这一代都看见了。下边还有一句：山岭海岛都被挪移离开本位。
And we have all seen this, and the following phrase, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place.
这件事情以海岛先说。
Let's talk about islands first.
海岛移开本位发生在什么时候？
When did the island move out of its place?
2004年的 Christmas.
2004 Christmas.
什么事情？
What happened?
印度洋苏门答腊大地震发生大海啸。
the earthquake in the ocean floor of the Indian Ocean triggered a tsunami.
记得吗?
Did you remember it?
就是2004的12月26号还是25号。
It happened in 2004, Christmas.
那一个大的海啸那个速度每小时是600个 mile。
The tsunami was so great that it moved at 600 miles per.
在印尼的苏门答腊的海底发生，可是它那个海浪一直倒，把整个印度洋的周边国家通通海边通通一扫而空。
The tsunami was so great that it changed the coastlines of the surrounding nations.
多少人死掉？
How many people died?
一下30万。
In just a short while, 300,000.
震动了全世界。
It shook the world.
那一次的震动就发生一个很稀奇的事。
That great shaking caused something very special to happen.
在印度洋周边特别靠近这个缅甸印度这个海边的海岛位置变了。
In the Indian Ocean, the islands close to India, they were moved out of its place.
这个是我在电在报纸上看到这一节新闻，就是说航海图重画。
They have to rechart the islands on the map of the ocean.
这些 map 是给这些开船的人要有的这些地图。那么因为这个位置改了，所以它的所有的坐标通通要改。
So, these map for the seamen has to be revised after the islands were moved out of its place.
这是在2004年发生地震之后的事情，就是在我们这个时代。
This is what happened after 2004.
那另外一句话说，山岭也变了。
And it also said every mountain was moved out of its place.
我去年四川大地震之后去那个灾区去看他们。
After the great earthquake in Sichuan, I visited that place.
那我到一个地点叫做北川。
I went to a place called 北川。
那我就跟当地的人说话谈话。
And I conversed with the locals.
他们自己告诉我。
They told me.
他讲那天的可怕是山跟山撞在一起，这个从来没有听过，什么叫山跟山撞在一起？
And they told me that mountain and mountain collided together.
你知道那个山脉叫龙门山脉，那是在你去看地图就知道。
You know that the hills have a certain shape.
那在那里有好多的山，在中间有河流，有当时是用桥把两岸连在一起。
And between the mountains, there are rivers and the valleys, and there's a bridge on top of the valley.
他们就给我看两张相片。
And they showed me two pictures.
地震前是山水桥都有。
Before the earthquake, the mountains, valleys, rivers were there.
山在这个河的东边跟西边是几万年都是这样摆在那里不动的。
The mountains were to the east and west of the river.
但是五月十二号那一天。
After May 12th,
这个两个山撞在一起，河没有了，桥也没有了。
The mountains collided together. There's no longer any river.
很多人在那里就死掉了，埋掉了。
A lot of people there were buried alive.
所以山岭移动也就在2008年发生了。
So the mountains were moved on 2008.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你如果要问我，我们现在在这个七个印的哪一个印？
If you ask me which seal are we at,
我要很大胆地告诉你，我们现在正在第六印。
I have to tell you very boldly that we are at the sixth seal.
所以，因为每一个在这里所说的事情都已经发生过了。
Because everything that has been mentioned here has happened.
但问题是这样，你看见了没有？
The question is, have you seen it?
你知道那一天，我跟那个在北川的一个护士一个院长在那边说话的时候，
I was conversing with a nurse in 北川。
他告诉我，他说你们在外面听见的新闻都是5月12号的大地震的可怕消息。
The news that you heard on in the media it's about the magnitude of the earthquake.
但对我们本地的人来说，
But to us locals,
还有比那一天5月12号更可怕的事。
There is something more frightening than what happened on that day.
What
is it?
他那一个更可怕的事是发生在9月23号。
It happened on September 23rd.
但是这个消息没有对外宣布，他只有当地的人才知道。
It's not broadcast internationally, only locally.
嗯，他说那天在9月23号下午6点的时候。
On September 23rd, in 6 p.m.
就开始在那里暴雨。
Great rain, heavy rain.
暴雨一直下。
The heavy rain non-stop.
当然我们知道下雨从地震一直到那个时九月的时候是一直在进行断断续续。
Of course, the rebuilding has already started since the earthquake.
就是说下雨。
Oh, sorry. The rain started.
对。那么断断续续停啊下下停这个从五月一直到九月一直在进行。
The rain came and gone from May to September.
但是二十三号那一天的雨就是倾盆而下。
On 23rd, the heavy rain.
那
rain not.
它的后果是什么呢？叫泥石流，就是山上这些松动的被地震松动以后的这些大的岩石泥土，就因为水太大，就变成了一个泥石流，就冲下来了。
So, what happened was the rocky sediments, just rained down the mountains that was just shaken by the earthquake.
那天晚上十一点左右，两个村庄就被泥石流埋掉了。
So, at 11 p.m. that day, two villages were buried alive in that moving rocky sediment.
多少人死？没有人知道。
No one knew how many.
但他们知道，从那些在这个泥石流的下游，他们可以找到的是断的人头、断的手、断的脚，那都可以看得见。
You can see, you can dig up different human body parts under buried beneath the running sediment.
这是可怕的一件事。另外一件事情，他说我永远忘不了。
And there's one thing that I can never forget.
从八点下午，就是下午的六点，一直到第二天十二点中午。
From 6 p.m. to 12 o'clock a.m.
你算算看几个小时，晚就是黄昏的六点。一直过十二小时，再加六个小时，十八个钟头到第二天的中午。
So how many hours is that? 18 hours between that time.
报纸上告诉我们发生打雷啊，打雷，69,894次，简单讲就是70,000次的雷。
There were great thunder, 70,000 times.
每三秒钟一次。
Once every 3 seconds.
我们中间有谁没有听过打雷？
Is there someone who have never heard of thunder?
有没有？
In our midst?
现在不举手就很正常。大家都听过打雷，而我们听过的打雷大部分不是在头上，而是大部分都是在远远的地方。
And we've heard of thunder far away from us.
对吧？这是我们共同有的经验。打雷都听过，但是都是遥远的地方。
It's not on your head, but somewhere else.
但是那一天，他们那个护士告诉我，那个院长告诉我，就在头顶。
But the nurse told me that the thunder happened like right on top of their head.
那没完没了的，三秒钟一次，三秒钟一次，他们吓得没地方躲，没有地方可以躲。
Once every 3 seconds, there's no place to hide.
这是很特别的。
This is very unique.
就一直震哦，整个晚上一直打到第二天的中午。
And the thunder continued until the next day noon.
所以这个是特殊现象。
This is a unique sign.
我就心里面就在祷告，我说主，这个是什么意思？
So I prayed and asked the Lord, why? What does this mean?
你就会发现，在圣经里面，每次有重大事件，圣经常常说。不管在旧约摩西的时代，或者到了新约，到了约翰的记载，他都说到有雷轰，有闪电，然后有什么地震。
Whenever the Bible mentions some great extraordinary event, whether in the Old Testament or New Testament, there will always be lightning, thunder, and earthquake.
对不对？在圣经里面，我们看到这种记载都有的。
It's everywhere in the Bible.
为什么有这些事情
？Why are there these things?
我感觉就是神要向我们表明，醒一醒啊
！My heart tells me that God wants to tell us, wake up.
因为神要做事。
Because God is about to do something.
但是人的光景是 沉睡了。
But man's condition is still in slumber.
越到重要的时刻，我们人越睡得香的嘞。
In more critical moments, we are more asleep.
你看到人的一个共同的弱点在这里。
That is our common human weakness.
主耶稣在最紧张的一个晚上就是克西马尼园那天晚上，对不对？
In the most, one of the most critical moments was Gethsemane.
神的儿子居然对着他的门徒说，你们三个人跟我一起盼望你们干什么？一同祷告。
The Son of God said to his three disciples, I hope that you would pray and stand with me.
那天晚上的征战的痛苦是圣经的形容是耶稣祷告汗如血点。
The conflict that Jesus experienced was so intense that he sweat drops of blood.
那是耶稣大概这在地上33年半最痛苦的一个晚上。
It's the most anguishing night in Jesus' 33 and a half years.
那天晚上的征战是魔鬼跟他是面对面的征战。
He was face to face with the enemy that night.
他盼望他的门徒能够跟他一起警醒的祷告。
He wished that his disciples can watch and pray with him.
每一个门徒都跟耶稣说什么？
Every disciple said to Jesus,
没有问题。
No problem.
我们与你站在一起。
I will stand with you.
你怎么样，我们就也是怎么样。
I will do as you do.
是，都是异口同声的表态。
They all agreed in unison.
但是事实呢？
But in reality,
圣经告诉我们，耶稣一走开，他们三个人就在干嘛？
The Bible tells us,
when
Jesus walked away, the disciples slept.
所以每一次主都要回来说，哎呀，醒一醒吧，醒一醒吧。难道你们不能与我一起警醒吗？哦，是是是是是。
So every time Jesus came back and asked, "Can't you stay watch with me for 1 hour?" and the disciples said, "Yes, yes."
都是愿意，但是三次都是失败。
They were willing, but they failed each and every time.
对不对？所以在那里一个最重要的一个启示告诉我们，人的肉体不能够经，就是在这个属灵的征战里头是一点办法都没有。
This reveals to us that the flesh is of no avail in spiritual warfare.
越重要的时刻，我们的肉体就越沉睡。
The more critical moment, the flesh would be more drowsy.
那同样，今天是来到这个最重要的时刻，主回来之前，音符的诠释要破这个排山倒海的来到这个世界，要把人打垮迷惑。
So just before the Lord's coming, the gates of Hades would want to prevail against the kingdom.
因为他知道时间不多了。
Because there's not much time left.
而在这么样重要的时刻，教会的弟兄姊妹干什么呢？你会发现，跟彼得、跟雅各、跟约翰一样，都在干嘛？睡觉。
And in such a critical moment, what is the church doing? Just like what Peter, John, James did, they were sleeping.
两年前。
Two years ago.
美国东岸江弟兄在每年都举行的这个 Family Conference 里头讲一篇道，讲好几篇道，中间有一篇。
Stephen Kahn gave a sermon in the Richmond Conference in the East.
你上网还可以听到这篇信息。
You can download it from the website.
这是我听他这么多年到的第一次听到他用这个字来说今天属灵的教会属灵的光景。
This is the first time I've heard him use this word to describe the condition of the church.
他用一个字。
He used one word.
Coma.
Coma.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
医生知道这个字。
The doctors know.
如果医生说你这个病人是在 coma, 意思就是你已经差一步就到 death, 死亡。
If you're in a coma, then you're one step away from dying.
完全失去知觉。
No sense of anything.
对不对？这是最可怕的一个肉体要死亡之前的一个光景，是完全失去知觉，但是心脏还在跳。
The body has lost all the senses, but the heart is still thumping.
神的老仆人就用这个字来形容现在教会属灵的光景。
God's servant is using this word to describe the condition of the church, the spiritual condition of the church.
那神要做事，神要说话。
God has to do something and say
something. 在这最危险的时刻，神仍然有话要对教会说。
In this most critical moment, God has something to say to the church.
那我在十月第二次到灾区去看他们的时候，我有一件事情最触动我。
When I visited the site again in October, there's something that really touched me.
我们去城市那边最大的城市受到损坏的，那叫都江堰。
The city that suffered the most devastation was in Dujiang.
然后也到这些, 乡村里面去看, 也是一片废墟。
And I also visited villages that were completely devastated.
我十月在那里看的时候, 最让我永远没有办法忘记的一幕是什么呢?
The most unforgettable scene was
在那个地震毁坏的这个都江堰的城市里头,
in that city that was destroyed.
我想,
I thought
当这么可怕的事情临到我们的城市或者临到我们的家园,
If something like this happened back home,
人自然应该有的反应是什么?
What is the natural reaction?
所有活着的人赶快收拾这个残局。
Those who are living should really clean up this mess.
对吧? 开始是住帐篷。
They would have to live in tents.
后来有简易房。
And then they have to be in the examination room.
但是10月眼看冬天就要来了。
And in October, the winter is almost coming.
简易房都没有办法过冬啊。 The simple temporary housing cannot give you winter capacity. You have to prepare yourself. 所以你就要开始准备怎么样能够过冬啊，要建比较能够过冬的房子。
So you have to build houses that is suitable for winter.
对不对？所以你要就是动起来，要把这些，但是我看见的。 是有一些建筑，但是大部分本地人在干什么？
There were buildings that were starting to be erected, but most of the people were doing something else.
就在那个废墟的下面，马路上。
In that city, on the roads.
100多桌的桌子在路上，路边。
There are hundreds of chairs.
在干嘛？
What were they doing?
打麻将。
They're gambling.
城市是如此, 我到乡下去, 也是一样,
in the city,
本地人都在搓麻将,
in the city, in the village, they were having fun with MJ.
所以我就问本地人说, 这是怎么回事? 应该大家都在那里, 赶快抢时间的把房子带起来, 过冬啊,
so,
但是怎么那么relax?
So I asked the locals what's going on. Shouldn't you guys be preparing buildings for winter? How come you guys are having fun?
他说我们成都人有一个俗语叫做吃喝救灾，麻将也可以救灾。
There's a saying there it says, let us eat and drink for tomorrow we die.
Something like that. 因为我只能从一个角度来解释。
I can only explain it from one perspective.
反正 我们已经都在这个大难之后没有死，但是明天如何，谁知道？
Although we have not died from this event, we never know what would happen tomorrow.
对不对？ 我一切都已经都没有了，财产也没有了，亲人也没有了，现在就是老命一条。
I lost everything, my wealth, my family, I only have my life left.
明天是什么？ 管他的。
I don't care about tomorrow.
对不对? 中国话说, 今朝有酒, 今朝醉。
If there's wine, let's drink it up today.
只有从这个角度我才能够来解释为什么照我们想应该是这样的来重建家园, 可是事实当地的人却如此的逍遥自在呢? 就以麻将度日呢?
So this is the only way I can explain why they were not preparing, but instead were just partying away.
神用地震震不醒我们，神打雷也震不醒我们呢。The
Lord wanted to use the earthquake to shake us up, and He wanted to use thunder to do the same, but we were still sleeping.
狭义的来讲，这是发生在四川的这个地震的龙门山区这一带。狭义的来说，the
next event happened in the villages.
Narrowly speaking, 是这样,
Narrowly.
但是广义的来讲, 在属灵的角度来讲, 这是整个世界的情形。
But in a spiritual sense, it's happening everywhere in the world.
神要向这个世界说话。
God wants to speak to this world.
特别是对他的儿女来说话。
Especially to his children.
用这么多的兆头, 一样一样的活化在我们的眼前。
To use all these signs and show us scene by scene what is going on.
他只有一个盼望。
He has only one hope.
醒一醒吧。
Wake up.
凡有耳可听的 都应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear.
你会发现刚刚我们读的开头的这个这一次我要用的主题圣经，第一章第一节到第三节，启示录。
We just read the main passages, Revelation chapter 1, verse 1.
你会发现圣灵借着约翰告诉我们的几个重要的动词。
You know that the Holy Spirit used several verbs.
第三节。
Verse 3.
念着书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的，下面说什么？都是有福的。
Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy.And keep those things which are written in it.
这一短短几节圣经三个动词。
Three verbs in this short phrase.
哪三个动词？
Which three?
第一，读。
Reads.
读，你说我是文盲，我读不懂。
If you are illiterate, then you can't read.
嗯，那听。
That, but you can hear.
对不对？第二个动词就是听。
The second verb is hear.
不管你读也好，听也好，最后第三个动词。
What's the third one?
照着去行
，keep，
或者说守住这个你遵守你所读的你所听的
，keep those things that were read and heard。
也就是说，圣灵在这个时候用文字向我们表达，用话语向我们表达。
So the Holy Spirit is trying to speak to us through written words and
凡念的，你有福；遵行的话，凡听见的，你遵行的话也有福。
Blessed are those who read and those who hear the words.
可怜的是什么？
What's the sad thing?
都在睡觉。
Those who are sleeping.
不管神的灵要怎么样讲也好，让你去读也好，我们通通没有感觉啊。
No matter how much the Lord wants to convey to us, we're still sleeping.
那真是叫做皇帝不急，急死什么？太监，急死了。
It's such a tragedy.
现在来到的时间是这么的紧要。
We're at such a critical moment.
时间并不多了。
There's not much time left.
醒一醒啊。
Wake up.
注意听啊。
Listen.
注意读啊。
Read the word.
因为圣灵要对我们说话。
Because the Holy Spirit wants to speak to us.
这些信息如果我们 miss 掉了。
If we miss these signs.
我们就没有得到神要给我们的福气。
Then we would miss the blessing that God wants to give us.
因为在这本书里面告诉我们，那个荣耀的日子要到了。
Because the book tells us that the glorious day is near.
只有一种人可以得到这个福气。
Only one type of people can obtain the blessing.
就是听见而遵守的人。
Those who hear and keep those things.
你好好的预备自己。
You have to prepare yourself.
你到那一天，你就要唱哈利路亚。
That day, and you will sing out.
如果你没有照着这个神的话给我们讲，你没有去放在心上。
If you do not keep those things in your heart.
那同样的，这本书告诉我们，那一天你要跟世界人一样哀哉哀哉哦。
Then you would say along with the rest of the world, "Woe is me."
所以，到底我们能够跟主一起唱哈利路亚，还是在那里跟世人一样讲哀哉哀哉？那这个权利是我们自己决定的。
So we have the right to determine whether we'll sing praises to the Lord or say woe is me on that day.
所以今天早晨我时间用的比较多一点。
I went over time a little today.
但是我盼望你能够感觉到我里面的那一个沉重的感觉。
I hope you can sense the deep burden I have inside.
所有圣经里面讲过的事。
Everything that the Bible has mentioned.
我还有好东西还没有讲出来了，因为时间不够用。
I don't have time to mention everything else.
包括现在的金融海啸。
About the financial tsunami.
啊，这里圣经里面都有的。
It's also in the Bible.
都有的。
It's also in the Bible.
你只要去读。
If you read it.
你一定会发现。
You will find it.
它里面讲的是叫邦国的困苦。困苦就是刚刚我们读的二十一章路加福音里头有这一个词，我刚刚没有带大家来读就是了。邦国的困苦，也就是每一个国家同时都。抓脑袋了，困难苦没有办法解决。
It's difficulties of the nations. They have problems that they cannot solve themselves.
你看看现在全世界的总统、总理、财政部长，没有一个专家抓脑袋说怎么办，不知道下一步什么，大家就胡乱开药方，每一个药方都是错的。
every president, governor, or financial planner in the authorities, they have no clue about what to do.
我长大这一辈子从来没看过全世界的这些头头脑脑们都在同样的一条船上无药可解。
I have never seen this in my life, that the authorities of the world have no clue about what to do with the problems at hand.
耶稣老早告诉我们就有这么一天。
Jesus already mentioned that there will be such a day.
所以每一件今天发生在我们周遭的事情通通在主的话里头一个一个都跟我们讲了。
Everything that's happened around us, the Lord has already foretold this.
那现在问题是说你是醒的呢还是睡的呢
The question is, are you awake or are you sleeping?
听见了没有
Have you heard it?
重要的话听见了没有
Have you heard about the most important thing?
愿意主把我们都叫醒
May the Lord awake each and every one of us.
我们注意听圣灵在这个时代要对我们所说的话
Let us hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to us.
我们低头祷告
Let us pray.
主我们感谢你
Dear Lord, we thank you.
那荣耀的日子就在眼前了。
The glorious day is just ahead.
主，但是你知道我们的光景。
You know our condition.
主啊，你的儿女，你的教会是在一个沉睡的光景里头。
Your children and your church is in a state of
coma. 你在天上是何等的急迫。
How anxious you are waiting for us.
主，你盼望我们醒过来。
You want us to wake up.
你盼望我们能够听见。圣灵在这个时候向众教会所说的话。
You want us to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to the churches.
主啊，求你摇醒我们吧。
Lord, please wake us up.
摇不醒，你把我们震醒也可以啊。
Shake us up.
主啊，不让我们糊里糊涂过去了。
That we will not live aimlessly.
叫我们能够照着你的话来为人行事为人。
That we can live up your word and keep your word.
免得我们那一天咬牙切齿。
Lest we would gnash our teeth that day.
主求你听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.